560 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. 50,000 people from all over the country watched the total eclipse of the sun at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
This was one of the most incredible things I think I've ever experienced. I don't actually have words to explain what I just saw.
It was so cool to see, like, everyone was cheering together. It just felt like everyone was coming together for, like, this super cool event.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's office just filed its brief urging the Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's appeal, claiming he should be immune from prosecution in his 2020 federal election interference case. Supreme Court argument scheduled for April 25th. Rejected by a New York appeals court judge, Donald Trump's bid to delay his April 15th hush money porn star election interference criminal trial. Yesterday's women's college basketball final had 18.7 million TV viewers, a record for that women's final, 24 million at its peak. South Carolina beat Iowa. Tonight, UConn and Purdue in the men's final. This is ABC News. Trying to prevent wildfires, a major utility shut power off across the suburbs and foothills west of Denver over the weekend, affecting tens of thousands of people.
If those lines were energized, that was a risk of a wildfire.
Holly Horvath of Xcel Energy says it may take more time to turn lights back on as damaged power lines are inspected and repaired. Country singer Morgan Wallen is facing three felony charges of reckless endangerment in Nashville. He was arrested today for allegedly throwing a chair from the roof of a downtown bar in Nashville, barely missing two police officers on the ground. His attorney says he's cooperating with law enforcement. The women's college basketball final is breaking records. More than 18.5 million viewers, 24 million at its peak. Most watched basketball game, men's or women's, in years. South Carolina beating Iowa. Caitlin Clark's final college game before going pro. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14- and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sink the Mariners high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's a contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Service. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything and you want to make sure sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks, 122-109. Chris Middleton literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half, and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used two timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, showers around, and lows in the upper 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower, warmer, highs upper 50s. And mostly sunny and upper 60s on Wednesday. The wind picks up Thursday, clouds roll back in, and another chance of showers. Right now it's 43.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, my recent one-on-one interview with Senator Tammy Baldwin about her campaign and a little personal history as well.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henry Cuttigan.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. A Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How does the man on the moon cut his hair?
That is a great question.
Eclipse it.
Oh, happy eclipse day to you, Dega. Good one.
One in a row. Dad jokes are going aplenty here. Hey, but we also have Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, that they are. And this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't talk about that for the pre-show setup.
I liked it.
Throw that at you here, throw you a little curve and get a natural laugh instead of the fake laughs that you have to do for me when I tell jokes.
Because exactly. You
work for your uncle.
Oh, yes, exactly. Well, how are you?
Great. We're back from New York, and that was fun. And doing the show outside one of the fast food chains here with the super internet was kind of fun, too. But we did the best of on Friday because we wanted to get home. Wendy drove the whole 19 hours. Not straight.
Good for her.
The whole 19 hours.
Yeah, she's amazing. I could never, but good for her.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't let you, but...
we all know that.
Because we've drove together, and...
Yes.
But we put tobacco out for you, Haley.
Thank you, Pinky.
Yeah. Hey, so how have you been now? I mean, we're not face-to-face, but we're face-to-face. We're in the same state right now. How you been?
Oh, pretty good. You know, we had cloudy weather here in the Twin Cities, so not able to see much of the eclipse, but, you know, so goes through different tribes and different beliefs. Some may not, you know, this day might not be for them.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, there was a big passing in a Native country here this last few days, and the person was missing for a while, and I know today they're honoring him with... they did find him deceased, and they're honoring the Native communities, honoring him with braids. That's Cole Coco Brings Plenty. We send out big prayers to our community and to their family and to everyone that's in their life. And he was an actor, very young, 26 years old. And he's been on a lot of, good movies and TV shows and things like that. And we just want to mention him and, have a big, big prayer, big hug to the family and the community.
Yeah, absolutely. That was really hard to hear about Coal Brings Plenty and, you know, with speculation going on about MMIR and missing and murdered Indigenous relatives. You know, we're not exactly sure how Coal's death played out, but, you know, it's just, it always seems like as Native people that there's a target on our backs no matter how well we're doing. And, you know, we've had targets on our backs for as long as targets have been a thing, but it just seems like we can't really catch a break, and it doesn't matter how well you're doing or not. This could happen to anyone, and it's really sad.
Yeah. Just,
you know, more attention to it.
Well, you bring up a good point too. When you talk about people that aren't our allies, talk about getting over it and this happened 100 years ago, we can reflect back to, no, this is happening today. This is still happening. We're throwaway people, and we don't matter to a lot of outsiders. And thank goodness we have a lot of allies that listen to the show that don't feel that way, but it's still underlying current to many of our relatives and to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And to what we do know is that Coal was found deceased in the woods with his braids cut off. And if you've seen pictures of Coal Brings Plenty, he's, you know, known for these beautiful, long, dark braids. And I mean, just horrible. You know, however his death may have came, you know, whoever cut his braids off knew what they were doing and knew what that meant.
So. Yeah. Do you know, and I don't, what shows he was on? Do you have that in front of you, or could you Google that while we're talking?
Yeah, I know he was in the spinoff of Yellowstone, but I did not watch that series, so I'm not sure what it's called. But
it's either 1923 or 1883. Those two shows.
Yes, is it 1923? That's he was an actor known for Into the Wild Frontier, which was from 2022, and The Tall Tales of Jim Bridger, which is 2024, and 1923.
Okay, 1923, which is with the Harrison Ford playing the head of the family of the Yellowstone legacy that I haven't really watched either. Matter of fact, Wendy and I are watching something we always enjoy, is The Amazing Race.
Oh.
And, we enjoy watching that. And now that we are, you know, Amazing Race has been on for like almost 20 years, and we had our hearts set on being on that show. And now I can't do it because I got a bum knee. They were doing this one this one thing where they were getting everyone had to get like a half hour massage by these masseuse that were really twisting and bending you up. Now, I like that, but when I saw them start doing it to their legs, I'm going, I'll pop another quad tendon.
Yeah, I get a cramp or something. You have to get up and walk around.
Cramp's inevitable, but popping that quad tendon off my knee, that's not inevitable. But I saw that. It's like, they're one, in pain, and two, they're bending their knee far, far away where I'd pop another quad tendon.
Yeah, can't be doing that. But, no. You know, speaking of watching something, I was paying attention to the Women's Basketball Championship all weekend. Which, huge congrats to the South Carolina Gamecocks, and it was so fun to watch. And, you know, we got to watch the best of the best, Caitlin Clark, and, you know, she's great, but, you know, one person can't beat an entire team. And I just want to shout out Paige Beckers from Minnesota, who plays for University of Connecticut, UConn, and made it to the Final Four this year, as well as Tess, who was a freshman for South Carolina and just took home the championship, who is also from Minnesota, and she won the high school state tournament last year.
I think she won it like twice.
Oh, maybe.
It was something crazy like that, that I don't know if there's anyone from Minnesota that has done that, and especially twice. Sure. And a freshman, she came in, and I watched the game, and she came in and scored 19 points off the bench. And
right.
That was amazing. Did you watch the game?
I did watch it. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Yeah, and I know there's like controversy. It seems like all over the internet when it comes to the support of Caitlyn and the record not being broke. And I don't even want to go there. I just thought it was great. And, you know, I watched it because my TikTok feed and my Facebook feed pops up with Caitlyn all the time. So I got excited about her scoring all those points and those far, far three pointers. And I didn't make it about, I was supporting Big Ten. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I think, too, like a lot of the media coverage, you know, I wish that they would expand and cover some more of the other players. But what are you going to do?
Well, see, you know, the coach for the team that won last night gave her a great send off and was a class act. And she's been a class act. That was her third.
Dawn Staley.
Yeah. Third tournament victory. And that's all I can ask for. It's like I watched it, and that's keep it going, and that's take it from there. I watched the last three games, and you know, the final eight, the final four, and the championship game, and I was excited. And I'll just say this: I only watched the championship game last year, so you know, there's that. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and it's Haley and I right now. Ho-wah.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May, and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. And we saw Dr. Stately, who was on vacation with his young sons, having a good time, and he's probably just overwhelmed with work. He usually comes on our Mondays, and he is not here right now. But hey, we Haley and I can hold down the ship here.
He might be joining us shortly here. But he was abroad. He was overseas. I forget exactly where he was, but he posted his meals, which looked amazing, on his Facebook every day. Pictures of his food. And I'm such a foodie. I was so jealous. I just, you know, wish I was over there enjoying some crepes myself. But, you know, maybe next time he'll bring us along.
Hey, one of the things we should probably reach out to Dallas Goldtooth and Bobby Wilson, our friends. And Dallas posted something is that he can you can now watch and hear Dallas Goldtooth as a guest actor in the latest season of Spirit Rangers. It's a dream come true for Dallas to be a voice actor on an animated native kids show, and that's on Netflix. And
Cool.
Watch Spirit Rangers with your children now and Netflix. And he plays Toofus, the Barracuda. Oh, the Barracuda.
Oh.
For a second there, I didn't think I could read. It's like, that looks like Barracuda. It is.
Very cool, Dallas. Well, congrats on that.
Well, we got a lot of rain here, and I was down by the Mississippi, and a lot of water going over the old Ford Dam,
sure.
Which is good, a good sign. And I'm always walking there, Haley, and making mm-hmm. sure that, making sure that everything's all right, but also taking a look at the water and the level of the water, and thinking about this summer, you know, being another year of drought, and we just had that snow, which was nice. A lot of it was runoff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, conserving water and conserving things, I wish we'd be more proactive about that and maybe talk about less watering of our yards in the cities here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do want to bring something up kind of while we're on that topic. Wakan Tepe here in St. Paul will be doing something here for Earth Day cleanup Saturday, April 20th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. This is volunteering to clean up trash at Wakan Tepe or the Indian Mound Cemetery. Please come out and help us care for these sacred places. Again, Earth Day cleanup at Wakan Tepe. Saturday, April 20th from 9 to 11:30 a.m.
I signed you up, Haley, so you'll be there representing the Native Roots Radio, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. I plan to be there anyways with my bag of trash and my little poker.
Yeah, you're not supposed to bring trash. You're supposed to pick it up. But
yes.
Yeah, okay, good. There's people down there don't get it too, and I've seen reports, Haley, where you know they put so much work in that area because it was by the mm-hmm. railroad, of course, by the Mississippi River down there, Wakan Tepe, and below the birthing caves, and then above the hill is the only three remaining mounds at Mounds Park that were burial mounds, and that whole area. Especially the cave has been sacred for tens of thousands of years. It was a birthing cave, and natives came from all over Turtle Island during the winters to birth their children because of the temperatures, and the temperature of the water remained 50 degrees year round. But people don't realize that, and it's a vast area, and people still use it as a dumping ground of trash.
I know. And it's like anytime I will see trash, and it's like even just in public parks and state parks even, and then you see it in, you know, of course, every ditch along every exit on the freeway. But I mean, it's 2024. Have we not, you know, learned enough about what this does to our environment and our planet as a whole? It's just, I don't know. It seems very childish. I don't want to know anyone who litters these days.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a different thing, I'll tell you. You know, what's weird is a lot of things are better now than they were when I was young. Shoot, I remember seeing, and maybe even doing it, with a full ashtray of cigarettes and people just at a stop sign dumping out their ashtray.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then you get, you know, educated and go, okay, these cigarette butts take 200 years to break down, if ever. You never knew that.
Yeah, exactly. Like all the plastic and everything.
There was a scene, and I bet you I've talked about this before on Native Roots Radio, Haley, in Mad Men. Did you ever watch the series Mad Men? It was about ad agencies in the 60s.
I did not.
Well, they were having a picnic. One of the scenes was they were having a picnic. And back then, you know, you have a picnic basket and you have a nice throwdown blanket. And when they were done with their picnic, they just shook out the blanket and left the trash there and walked away. And it was just like, man, that's right. That's the way it was. people wow. didn't think. They just trash. And now, you know, we have, we don't have as much trash as like cigarette butts all over the place and people doing that 24/7, but we still have a few people doing that. And now we have to worry about the big companies, you know, that are dirtying our water and mm-hmm. and things like that, that have been doing it, and the phosphates and the water and all those things that we didn't have to worry about back then. And now we have to worry about in many ways. And I know the earlier show, Matt McNeil was talking about Iowa and all the people, all the farmers getting cancer and things like that from these factory farms. They don't care. And it smells like a cesspool when you get close to southern Minnesota to Iowa. And it's a sad way to live. And we can do better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, bringing it back, I was hoping Anthony Stately, Dr. Stately, would be able to join us, hoping in a couple of minutes he is still able to. But while we're waiting, I just want to bring up, I know your friend, John Bobolink, the late John Bobolink, there is the honoring powwow for him, Healing in Four Directions, Sunday, April 28th, here in Minnesota. And where is this going to be?
It's going to be at Humboldt in the west side of St. Paul, Humboldt High School. And our friend from, I should say Wendy's friend from the University of Minnesota, Heather, who's been on our COVID symposiums as a pharmacist, is help putting that together with the help of the University of Minnesota. It's exciting, one, that she's doing it, and two, that they're doing this for John, who worked in St. Paul Public Schools for many, many years. And I believe, I want to say, at least the last 12 years, he's been ahead of Indian Ed in St. Paul, Indian Ed Education in St. Paul. And but he worked for Indian Ed prior to that, too. So he'd been connected with the community. We had a chance to see him, and, man, he just passed away like a few days later after we saw him at the powwow, I think Enda Young's powwow, right?
Yeah, yep, it was Enda Young's, yep. Yeah, so the Honoring John Bobolink powwow will be Sunday, April 28th, grand entry at 1 p.m. and feast at 6 p.m.
So really excited, you know, let's talk about our next guest coming up here. Let's give a rundown so everyone's excited as we are. We have an award-winning, you know, author that's coming on, and that I think the last time that she was on the show, Zoe, who was our producer prior to you, and now you've been with us, Haley, for over a year, so it's been a long time. Zoe interviewed Marcy, and now it's a chance. I think I'm going to make you interview her, and then I'm just turning my camera off because.
No, that's an honor. Well, Marcy, we have Marcy Rendon and her daughter Simone Rendon up next with us for the second half. And, you know, if you're along the American Indian Cultural Corridor at any event, you're bound to run into either of these two, whether they're speaking or acting or vending. You can always find Marcy or Simone there with a smile on their face. And, you know, just I hope you can go up and talk to them and get to know them. So Marcy is a award-winning author, very well known, and she's also a poet and a playwright and a writer, as well as I know she's a public speaker, and she works a lot with community art activism and especially Native art. So we're really excited to share Marcy Rendon's work with some of you guys and get you guys to get to know her a bit more. And then Simone Rendon will also be joining us. And Simone has been on, I believe, probably a couple times since over the year now. Simone is the owner of Edible Arts here in Minnesota, and she makes really fun, yummy food and treats out of natural resources here and scavenging our forests and everything like that. And I know, I think I saw something too. We have about a minute left, but I know Simone got into acting. I was seeing some pictures too a couple weeks ago. I don't know if that was for one of Marcy's playwrights readings, but I'm really excited to pick her brain on that.
We'll have to find out. And I'm going to tell Marcy when she's on that one of her biggest fans will be sad that she's not on the show tonight.
And that's State Senator Mary Kunish, who loves Marcy's books and talks about them all the time. And and that's how I got to know who she was through the state senator. So we'll bring that up. And hey, you're listening. What we're listening to, or you're listening to, Haley and I in the new comedy show. We're going to have our own comedy troupe. You and I, we're going to go local and national. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Urging the Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution for acts while in office, special counsel Jack Smith's team in the federal election interference case, arguments before the court are April 25th. Among the crowds gathered to watch the total eclipse of the sun today, this one in Del Rio, Texas, with the Del Rio High School Jazz Band on hand, it's director Aldo Morales.
Everybody's been planning this for a long time. We have visitors from all over the world really coming down, and so we're really excited for this. It's kind of eerie, you know.
President Biden says more than 30 million borrowers would see life-changing relief from his new plan to ease their student loan debt burdens. The president's plan targets hardship cases like those whose original debt has gone up because of interest. Gasoline prices went up a national average of 7 cents a gallon over the past week, says the Energy Department, to $3.59 a gallon for regular grade. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. President Biden says student loan debt is crippling too many Americans and hurting the U.S. economy.
My administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
Biden in Madison Monday announcing new steps that could benefit 25 million Americans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, showers around, and lows in the upper 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower, warmer, highs upper 50s. And mostly sunny and upper 60s on Wednesday. The wind picks up Thursday, clouds roll back in, and another chance of showers. Right now it's 43.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okeezy, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute, now until April 13th off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have a couple cool guests on today. Haley, why don't you introduce these groovy people? And I know, Marcy, we got a picture for you, so you don't have to come on if you don't want to. We see you, but we can pop up a picture where we get into those deep discussions. But I just want to say, Marcy, before we get going and Haley introduces both of you, I know the state senator is one of your, Mary Kunish is one of your biggest fans, and she's going to be bummed out, but happier on the show, but bummed out that she could not join us today because she's a huge fan of yours.
Yes, she is. Well, joining us right now, we have Marcy Rendon, who is the award-winning author, poet, and playwright, and then also her daughter, Simone Rendon, who is Edible Arts owner and also an Indigenous doula and lactation counselor. Thank you both for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Right on. Hey, it's good to see you again, both of you again. Marcy, I want to jump and talk to you real quick. You have a new book, a new novel coming out. I do believe, and it's award-winning author of the Clash Black Bear series. Can you talk a little bit about that and when that book's going to come out?
So I have actually three books that are coming out this year.
What?
The first is a poetry book. The title is Anishinaabe Songs for the New Millennium. And that is going to be published by University of Minnesota Press. And the release date is July 16th. And then I have another crime novel. It's a standalone crime novel. Contemporary. So like there's DNA and cell phones. Cash Black Bear is not in the book. It's contemporary. The title is Where They Last Saw Her, and it's the release date on that one is September 3rd. And then I have a children's picture book, Stitches of Tradition, which is about a grandmother sewing ribbon skirts for her granddaughter, and the granddaughter grows taller and the grandmother grows shorter. And that one's scheduled for release in October. And that one's from Heart Drum, the Native imprint that so many people have been recently published by.
Wow.
That's awesome. I know, too, that people can pre-order your book, of course, at the local bookstores that support them. But also, if you can't get out, pre-order them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Bookshop, Apple Books, Target, IndieBound, you're all over the place.
That's a good thing. That's good.
Awesome. Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Let's bring your daughter in here. And we can't wait to see you this summer. It's coming quick here with your edible medicines. Talk a little bit about that.
Gearing up for this year is a lot of fun. So I will be back at the Four Sisters Farmers Market. And I haven't heard anything new. So I'm going to say we're Thursdays 11 to 3, like we were the last couple years. 1414 East Franklin. That starts the first week in June. I maybe we'll have a spot on the Tuesday night Midtown Market. I'm looking forward to doing that. And hopefully there I will be able to cook my wild rice gluten-free waffles. So that'll be separate from the jams and jellies that I do at the Four Sisters Farmers Market. So looking for all the things that are growing out and popping up all over, looking to forage and get out there pretty soon. It's going to be an exciting year, I think, for edible arts and the different spaces that have asked me to show up. And as I get those solidified, I will definitely send them to you guys to announce.
Yeah, definitely. Great. We're excited. And I know a few years ago, I had one of your waffles at a art show, and I was just like, hey, I think you were giving out free samples, and we became friends that day.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Marcy, how long have you been writing books?
Well, I've been writing books since the mid or late 90s, but the first Cash Black Bear novel was published in 2017. I had a couple children's books published before then, and short stories and plays that have been published. But the actual, you know, like I've written books, but they're sitting in my garage because some of them are really, really, really bad. Yeah. But the Cash Black Bear, Murder on the Red River was first published in 2017.
Wow. And who's your publisher? Do you have different publishers over the years or?
Initially, Cinco Puntos Press was the first publisher, but they sold to Lee and Lowe, which is the children's marketing, a children's publisher in New York, and the Cash Black Bear books are young adult, or not young adult, they're adult novels. Mm-hmm. So Lee and Lowe, not their genre. And from there, I moved to Soho Press, and Soho continues to be the publisher for the Cash Black Bear novels. This new novel, Where They Last Saw Her, is published by Penguin Random.
Wow, that's awesome. So where do you get your inspiration? I'm looking through the person. Are there people you know, or how do you put this together? You know, who's going to be what? Is that go on organically, or you have a good game plan before you get going? And I just have a lot of questions because I don't know how to write a book.
The Cash Black Bear novels are organic. I sit down with a general idea of what the crime is. I know that Cash is going to solve it. And I sit down and I just write from beginning to end. With the this new book, Where They Last Saw Her, it was more, you know, outlined. Not an official outline, but, you know, like I said, this is going to happen, then this, then this, then this. And that was what was submitted to the publisher initially. And so, the ideas, I just have a very, I think, overactive imagination.
That's awesome. So when you write a book, do you think of characters that you've known when you were younger or now, and then kind of morph a couple characters into one person? Or how do you come up with characters other than your own family?
The characters, I try not to base them on anybody that I actually know or anybody living, because people, I don't want people to feel too vulnerable to be around me. I don't want you to all of a sudden say, oh my God, there she wrote about me, some radio announcer and da 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 da. You know, it's like, I don't want to do that to people. So they're made up. They're, you know, it's imaginary. And of course, there's no shortage of crimes happening in Indian country. There's no shortage of powerful people in Indian country. There's no shortage of good stories in Indian country.
Right.
And, you know, drawing inspiration on just life around me.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it's when I do see you at the market, it's safe to come up and have a long conversation with you then.
Maybe.
If you can get through her line.
Yeah, that's right. Good one, Haley. Well, both you tend to either table at the same market that we see you on Thursdays, or you're very close to each other. That's good for potty breaks, but also it's good for, you know, seeing your family and working together.
Yes. And what's interesting, though, is there have been a few people over the years that have come up and talked to me and then gone and talked to Marcy. And because I think I don't really advertise the last name or that she is my mother, it's, we had one person this last market who came up and we were talking, and I turned and I said, "Mom, da da da." They went, "Wait, what?"
Exactly.
But to me, I think we look so much alike that how could you not tell that we're related? But I those moments I really love, because then I know that they're shopping and getting my jams and jellies because they really enjoy it, not because they want to get closer to Marcy Rendon, the famous author.
Mm. Right.
Exactly. Getting famous to Simone Rendon, the famous jelly maker and potion creator.
Yeah, famous forager.
Yeah. Simone, we were talking a little bit about this before the show, Haley and I. You're doing some readings and you're doing some acting here lately too to add to your repertoire.
Yes.
I saw that, Simone.
That was French repertoire, like saboteur and assassin and all
so,
those great words.
So one of the things, I mean, I used to do plays 10, 15 years ago. And I've starred in some.
Ooh.
And I like it and I enjoy it. But having kids, it makes it a little bit harder. And so when I was approached and asked to read this play, I just assumed it was going to be for like six producers to maybe produce the play. I did not realize it was a live audience until the morning of the show.
Oh gosh.
So I'm glad. I mean, and I've just been hearing really good feedback from it, and I love acting. I really do. And it's, you know, I'm a foster mom, and so I have little ones. And so it's like that balancing act. And I don't know that I would have said yes to that reading if I knew it was in front of that big of an audience. Huh. Honestly. Wow.
So have you ever read one of your mom's plays or any scripts coming from your from Marcy?
Yes, that was the play that I did.
Well, I hope you played the star in that.
I did.
I hope you can spell nepotism. No, just kidding.
You know what is funny is because the person who directed it asked me because they knew me, not because I was Marcy's daughter. So that was that was nice.
Well, yeah. Heck, we're going to get the truth detector out here and wire up everybody on the next segment. Hey, we're here with
all right.
We're here with Marcy Rendon and daughter Simone Rendon, and we're just having a fun conversation here. Marcy's got a book coming out, and we're talking about jams and jellies and acting. Ho-wah. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Oik.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org.
Let's live and let howl.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, We're having a fun day here on Monday. You missed my joke about what was that joke again, Haley? Do you remember?
Oh no, now I forgot. Something, a haircut, someone gets on the moon.
How does a man on the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it.
How?
Oh, he eclipsed it, yes. Thank you. Hey, we are here with Simone Rendon and Marcy Rendon, and I just want to give Marcy a quick shout out here about her book coming out, Where They Last Saw Her. It's a novel, and it's from the award-winning author of Cash Black Deer series comes a compelling novel of a Native American woman who learns of a disappearance of one of her own and decides enough is enough. And that's all you need to know right now, other than the fact that you can pre-order these on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all your bookstores, and also go see your local book person here. Let's keep the local small bookstores open, too. Oh.
Right. Yes. It'll be available, I'm sure, at Birch Bark and also at Once Upon a Crime.
Right on, and we love Birch Bark, and we love that what she's done for the community and for our artists and for our authors. You'll probably be doing a reading there too when the book comes out, right, Marcy?
I don't know. It hasn't. I know that I'm doing a reading for my poetry book that comes out July 16th, Anishinaabe Songs for the New Millennium. That will be at Birch Bark Books. In that Hennepin Avenue place, July 16th, down there by the Basilica.
Well, cool. We'll have to have you on and do a couple poems for us and get it revved up before that show and get you on again. I'm really happy to have you on here. I don't know, Marcy, do you remember last time you were on, Zoe interviewed you?
Yes.
So Haley's been with us for a year now, so that was a long time ago, and I'm glad you are able to join us again. Before we get to Simone, Marcy, tell us a little more what you would like to talk about with the book and your inspiration, and just tell us whatever you'd like.
With the Where They Last Saw Her, the Cash Black Bear series is set in the 1970s, so it's actually marketed as historical fiction. And when I started working with my editor at Penguin Random, she wanted a contemporary novel, and so this is a contemporary novel. There's three women. It's set up near Duluth. It created a fictitious reservation. It has to do with the trafficking of women related to the pipeline industry. I don't know what else to tell you about it. It's a crime novel, and you know, like when I first started working on it, I told my publisher that there's not a happy ending. There's not a resolution to many, many of these stories. In one sense, there are some of the crimes in the novel get solved, but, it just addresses that whole issue of trafficking once again.
Mm-hmm. Well, too, one of the most surprising, and shouldn't be surprising to me, but I'm not from Duluth, is that those harbors up there our Native women disappear on those boats too, that it's just mind-blowing.
As long as there's been harbors up there, yes.
Yep. Yeah, and so I heard from a author a long time ago, if you did 2 pages a day, by the end of the year you'd have a book. How do you work?
I write nonstop. No, just kidding. I aim for 2,000 words a day when I'm working on a book, when I'm working on a novel. But I'm writing something every day, and I'm working on multiple projects at a time.
Wow. So is that early in the morning or in the afternoon, or is there a set time?
No. I mean, it's just whenever I can. I get up in the morning, I log on, if I'm working on something, I start writing right away. I don't have the kind of, from 10 to 12 every day or anything like that. It's, again, I just, because I'm, this is all that I do. I don't have another job. So I'm always working on my writing.
That's awesome. And so I guess you would, what kind of advice would you give somebody that is thinking about writing?
I think the biggest thing is to keep writing and to submit their work. You have to submit to, you have to build up a publication history, whether that's to magazines or newspapers or anthologies. And then once you have to have that discipline to get a completed book done. And then you have to submit. You have to send it out to agents, send it out to publishers. Lots and lots of people write, but they get afraid to submit because we're all afraid of rejection, but you got to do it. Otherwise you never will get anything published if you never submit.
Right.
Wow. That's really good advice. Simone, talk a little bit about the flavors and what you expect to be coming out here, what you are forging for this year.
Well, to start out, I am waiting for the pine cones to come out. My pine cone syrup has been really huge this past year. And so I'm looking this year to harvest probably twice as much. Pine cone it tastes like how it sounds. It tastes like a pine cone smells, but it's really good for your immune system and it tastes really good. So that's the one thing that I'm definitely looking for and always constantly searching for the pine trees while I'm driving along the river. But the usual, I'm hoping that the choke cherries that I harvested this year are really good. Last year, because of the weather, they didn't do as well. So I didn't have as many choke cherry products. Raspberries, black currants. I hope to get my hands on some more black currants this year. So that'll be really good because I have some really good jam and like more of the hearty jams that I want to make with the black currants. And I'm looking forward to being at a lot more shows and a lot more craft weekends. So Indigenous Roots in St. Paul is one place that to look for me there. My products are at Heather Friedley's Art Studio in St. Paul. I have a few of my products at Blue Hummingbird Store. So really trying to expand where people can find my products without having to come to a craft fair or the farmer's market. Cause I know that 11 to 3 doesn't always work for a lot of people. And in terms of flavors, I love making mistakes, I should say. So I have one that's strawberry basil that I did a couple years ago that I look forward to doing again when I can get my hands on a lot of strawberries. The combination was really great, but it was made by accident.
That's the best kind. These sound like medicines.
Yeah.
A lot of them are. And if you boil them down more concentrated, they really are medicines. But not a lot of people want to know that they're eating medicine. So that's why I sell them as jellies and jams.
Right on. Well, hey, I want to thank Marcy and where they last saw her, the novel that's coming out. And we're excited to have you on. And Simone, thank you so much, you guys, for coming on.
Thank you.
This was fun. We got to do it again. We got to do it again. This was fun. We'll do a whole show. Hey, we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory Radio Station, and 107.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.